Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Andy Jago. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 21, verses 20 through 38. Jesus says, "But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart, and let not those who are out in the country enter it. For these are the days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written. Alas for women who are pregnant and for those who are nursing infants in those days, for there will be great distress upon the earth and wrath against this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming into the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." And he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all this has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell in the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man." And every day he was teaching in the temple. But at night he went out and lodged on the mount called Olivet. And early in the morning all the people came to him in the temple to hear him. "O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Dear friends in Christ, what time is it? You may now be thinking of the hour, the day, the month, or the year. Or you may be thinking of what day it is in the church calendar. Today is the festival of Pentecost, the sending of God's Holy Spirit. In our reading today, Jesus is in the temple in Jerusalem and warns about a future time. What time is it? When we hear and read the words of Jesus, we are to get ready for a time of destruction, a time of redemption, and a time for God's kingdom to come. While people were admiring the temple in Jerusalem, Jesus warned them there will be a time when one stone will not be left on another. Where our reading begins, he continues to warn that there will be armies surrounding the holy city and great violence and distress. He calls this the time of the Gentiles. When we read phrases like that in the Bible, it gives us some reassurance that God has appointed different times. Daniel, for instance, sees world empires rise and fall, and all this is according to God's time. Paul writes that when the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. God appointed and set the times of this world. Jesus does not say exactly when the temple would be destroyed, but he gave his followers signs to look for. I imagine this was a shock to those who were just noticing how large and majestic the building was, but God means for our faith to be in more than just a building. Going to a building like a church should be an outer expression of what is inside of us, namely the love of God flowing into our lives when we hear his word, when we remember our baptism and take Holy Communion. That's how the Holy Spirit works in us, to destroy our dependence on anything else except God and his grace through Jesus. In our reading, I think the scene shifts from the temple to a more cosmic stage. The sun, moon, and stars show signs. Jesus predicts distress not only in Jerusalem, but around the world, and there's general fear for the future. That sounds like the time we live in. What time is that? We are in a time of anticipation between the time that Jesus first came and the time that he will return, as he says, in a cloud with power and great glory. It may now be a time of distress and uncertainty, but now is not the time for fear and despair, but to look up and see our redemption. Our redemption happened when Jesus purchased our lives. The letter of 1 Peter explains this purchase was not with silver or gold, but with his holy precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. God sends us his Holy Spirit to help us see our redemption and to give us spiritual strength every day. And we can start every day with confidence and with faith, just knowing that our redemption is near. Finally, in our reading today, Jesus lets us know about that time when he will come again. And he first tells us about a fig tree. I think I understand why this sign is important now that I have lived a few years under my neighbor's fig tree that grows over our shared fence. My family gets to share in its fruit, so I'm always watching it through the spring and the summer. And when the buds first come out and the fruit appears and it starts to ripen, I want to make sure I get a few figs before the neighborhood squirrels do. Now, Jesus doesn't want us to watch for actual figs. He wants us to look around and to be ready for when he returns. He encourages us to watch, not because we know exactly when the time will come again and the new world will begin, but precisely because we do not know the time. Being ready means living as God's people every day. It means looking up and seeing our redemption in Christ every day. It means confessing our sin and receiving God's forgiveness every day. And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. The Holy Spirit was sent at Pentecost, and the Spirit leads us to the waters of baptism, where we are claimed as God's children. But it doesn't stop there. Living waters can come into our lives and refresh us. The Spirit works through God's Word and Holy Communion, and where two or three are gathered, and in our prayers. So what time is it? It is time for the Holy Spirit to work through the Word you have just heard, and to give you and me strength to live for Jesus every hour of every day. Amen. And we pray, O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit, grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things, and evermore to rejoice in this holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.